All right, Coach, day one in the books. Not a bad day. Just watched not too long ago, Josiah. Boy, what a fast 400. Holy shit. You run 48.91 and get third. That's uncalled for.
You know, that we knew that all year long, that it was going to be, a fast 400 this year. Coming into the race, there were five guys in that heat that in districts ran under 49 seconds. So that's pretty incredible. And Josiah winds up third. You know, he ran, broke that 49 barrier again. I think that's his fourth time of breaking 49 seconds this year. So, that in its own right is pretty incredible. He owns our school record now at 48.48 and a district record currently. So, I'm very happy for Joe. He's had an outstanding season. He's got the half and the 4x4 tomorrow. So, he's got to get him fueled back up and ready for tomorrow. So, I know that he'll be hungry again tomorrow to do some great things.
Yeah, man, in that half, you're thinking, you got the place in that. You've got to run, 156, 155, 156, don't you?
I would say you're going to have to run that 156, low 156s, maybe 155 to be in the hunt for a medal, which is, again, pretty incredible. Not that many years ago, if you were running 159, you had a really good shot at medaling. That's probably not going to be the case tomorrow. Tomorrow looks to be a really beautiful day. Not going to be all that much wind, according to what the forecast says anyway. It's going to be a cooler day, which is really good for distance guys. So hopefully he's going to run with those guys tomorrow and just see what happens. All we can do is put him in a race, and I know that Joe will give everything he's got.
Osney was busy, of course, his triple jump. That's we've talked about that. It's an event he just hasn't worked on a lot, but he jumped into it. He gets down to state, and he goes over 41, almost 42.
As an eighth grade young man, as a young guy, even as a freshman, we were really just trying to figure out where Osney fit. He was a long jumper in junior high. As a freshman, he had a long jump. Just didn't seem like it was fitting real well for him. Plus, we had guys that were jumping really well. You've Adam Duggar, and you have Brett, and you have Evan, and we just had a whole bunch of guys that were jumping really well. So really found, he tried the half, he tried the quarter, and just really hurdles was where he kind of fell and it fit best for him at that point. And that's just something he stuck with and really has paid off for him as we go along. The triple jump we come back to this year. And, it was really kind of late mid-season, just something for him to try. Maybe we could score a few more points here and there and, keep him a little more distracted away from, guys get kind of nervous. Plus it's kind of fun for him to try something different. And he qualified out of our district as a third place. Really, he came in as the last jumper. And, he didn't finish in that spot, so that's always exciting. And I think it really helped him today. Got him on the track, got an event under his feet a little bit, got them nerves off. And then he turns around and runs a career best in the prelims of that 14.81, which is not very far off of our school record. Just for a little fun, he ran faster than his coach ever ran today. So that's pretty exciting for Osney, because Trevor was a very good hurdler in his own right. But today went past Trevor by 0.03. So that's pretty exciting.
And, of course, Davian was in there again, ran a good race, making it down here. Still got the 300s, and hopefully he'll come back in that tomorrow.
Yeah, Dave's doing an outstanding job. Again, another guy that weren't real sure where he's going to fit as a freshman. He's tried a lot of different sports throughout his high school career. He was a tennis guy, and then he moved to football. In his younger days, in 7th and 8th grade, he ran cross country. Started out as a vaulter, and just kind of progressed and got him over to the hurdles, and really has come on really strong. Last year, he really had a breakout session, so to speak, and then just barely missed qualifying last year and punched his ticket in both events this year, and then 110s and the 300s. Wasn't his fastest time, but it was real close to his fastest time today. Anytime you can qualify for the state meet, that's an accomplishment in itself. Coming away with a medal is just, a little icing on the top, so to speak. So Dave's had a great career. He's got one race tomorrow for us, so Pretty excited to watch him run those 300s.
You got a chance to make some noise, score some points tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, we have a chance to score some points, which would be pretty exciting. We just have to take care of our kids and, you know, see what happens tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful day. Pretty excited to see how they do tomorrow.